Ketika Anda menyewa properti, sebagai penyewa, Anda memiliki hak dan tanggung jawab utama. Namun, sebuah survei baru menyebutkan banyak penyewa mengalami kecemasan serta diskriminasi, terutama bagi para pendatang migran baru yang sangat rentan terhadap diskriminasi dan eksploitasi di pasar perumahan. Berikut ini laporan dari Ildiko Dauda. Menyewa rumah bisa menjadi proses yang sulit di pasar properti yang sedang booming seperti di Australia. Sebuah survei oleh Choice, National Shelter and the National Association of Tenant Organizations menunjukkan bahwa banyak penyewa mengalami kecemasan, rasa tidak aman, dan bahkan diskriminasi. Survei itu menemukan lebih dari 80% dari penyewa memiliki sewa yang lebih pendek dari 12 bulan dan tidak memiliki jangka waktu tertentu. CEO dari Choice, Alan Kirkland, mengatakan hal ini membuat penyewa memiliki resiko.
The rules make it really easy for people to suffer discrimination at the moment because people have very little security of tenure. Many people are on rolling leases that go from month to month and can be really easily cancelled. When you get to the end of a lease, if you've got one, your rights are really limited.
Survei ini menemukan bahwa 1 dari 4 orang yang membutuhkan perbaikan mendesak untuk properti mereka harus menunggu tanggapan lebih dari 1 minggu. 1 dari 7 penyewa tidak ingin mengeluh atau meminta perbaikan karena takut harga sewa akan dinaikkan, dimasukkan ke dalam daftar hitam, atau bahkan digusur. Kepala Organisasi Perumahan National Shelter, Adrian Pisarski, mengatakan penyewa sering menghindar untuk membuat pengaduan.
The longer people have been tenants, the less likely they are to make a complaint. It says to me that tenants who have been in the rental market for a long time have a bitter experience of making complaints.
Fair Trading Commissioner dari New South Wales, Rod Stowe, mengatakan mereka bekerja sama dengan organisasi masyarakat dalam melindungi hak-hak para penyewa.
We particularly recognize how difficult it is for new arrivals because one of the very first things you need to do is to find somewhere to live, and we also recognize that in their countries of origin they may not have the same laws and requirements, so we're anxious to make sure we can assist those communities better understand their responsibilities and their rights.
Mereka telah membuat sebuah video yang disebut Menyewa Rumah, panduan tentang hak dan tanggung jawab penyewa. Rod Stowe mengatakan, sebelum mulai menyewa, ada beberapa hal yang harus terlebih dahulu diperiksa oleh para penyewa. Anda harus diberi daftar, cek, untuk penyewa baru oleh agen real estate atau pemilik.
So that's a copy of the checklist, a copy of the lease or the tenancy agreement as it's known, and 2 copies of the premises condition report. So that's the report that says what condition the property is when you move in. You also be given a bond lodgement form for you to sign so that you can get that lodge with Fair Trading, and of course you'll get the keys to your new home.
Rod Stowe mengatakan sebelum menandatangani kontrak, penyewa harus membaca perjanjian tersebut dengan cermat.
So you need to read it through very thoroughly. One of the things you need to check, for instance, is how long will the lease be for? Will it be for 6 months? Will it be for 12 months? You need to know how the rent's to be paid, what intervals. You also need to make sure that you understand if there's repairs to be done, that the repairs will be done before you move in. Or if the landlord or the real estate agent is promising to make repairs, you need to make sure you get that in writing so that it's very clear what's been agreed to between the parties.
Ketika masuk ke rumah yang disewa, penyewa bertanggung jawab untuk mengisi laporan tentang kondisi rumah tersebut dan mengembalikannya ke agen atau pemilik dalam 7 hari. Penyewa juga memiliki hak-hak tertentu selama masa sewa mereka. Rod Stowe mengatakan bahwa penyewa harus bisa tinggal dengan tanpa adanya gangguan terhadap kegiatan normal mereka.
You are entitled, for instance, to have repairs undertaken. Similarly, you're entitled during that period of time to ask for additional things. So if you wanted to do some minor alterations to the property, or if you wanted to keep a pet, you have to ask permission. It's also a right of the tenant. If the owner decides to sell the house, then there's a restriction on the number of times people can be shown through the house. You're also entitled to be given 60 days notice of any increase in the rents that you're paying to the landlord.
Di New South Wales sendiri, penyewa memiliki hak untuk mempertanyakan kenaikan tarif sewa atau bahkan menegur pemilik yang telah lalai dalam menjaga propertinya dengan melaporkan ke New South Wales Civil and Administrative Tribunal. Namun jika penyewa tidak membayar sewa mereka, pemilik juga dapat meminta penyewa untuk meninggalkan properti tersebut dengan 14 hari pemberitahuan. Komisaris Fair Trading dari New South Wales, Rod Stowe, mengatakan penyewa dapat membantah jika hal ini dirasa tidak adil.
You need to lodge a application with the tribunal, and the tribunal will then determine whether or not you are able to make up the money that hasn't been paid. Usually, if you can make up the amount of money that you owe, the tenancy can continue on, but if you frequently get behind with your rent, then it's likely that the tribunal will agree to your tenancy being terminated. Another reason for termination might be that the owner wants to sell the property, and in those circumstances, they've got to give you 90 days notice that they intend doing that. And again, if you so wish, you can also dispute that at the tribunal.
Adrian Pisarski, ketua dari organisasi pendukung perumahan National Shelters, mengatakan banyak pendatang baru juga mengalami kesulitan dalam mendapatkan kembali bond mereka dan enggan untuk menantang keputusan pemilik melalui tenancy tribunals. Dirinya mengatakan peraturan yang ada tidak selalu membela penyewa.
There is a definite and very significant power imbalance between tenants and landlords. And unfortunately, landlords have the whip hand when it comes to tenancy law.
Rod Stowe mengatakan satu hal yang juga penting adalah menulis surat kepada pemilik atau agen real estate terkait dengan masalah persewaan rumah.
Because if there is a dispute at some stage or another, it's much easier to work those things out. So make sure you put things in writing, whether it's an email or a letter. Make sure you pay your rent. Even if there's a dispute or a problem, continue to pay your rent during that period of time and then try to work out the problem in some other way. And also, you know, make sure you get the permission of the landlord for any additional people you want to stay in the house or any alterations you want to make.